A federal judge who oversees Seattle police reform has invited the city to draft its own reform policies. The Seattle Police Department is currently under federal oversight on the use of force and biased policing. Monday, U.S. District Judge James Robart gave an update on the progress. KUOW's Paige Browning has more.
At the hearing, the mayor's office indicated it will propose police reform legislation by Labor Day. Judge Robart said he could give his feedback 3 weeks later, and he laid out what he's looking for. Putting a civilian in charge of police oversight, shutting down a police-led disciplinary board, and creating an Office of Inspector General to analyze police issues. The Community Police Commission has its own recommendations and plans to help write the mayor's legislation. Reverend Harriet Walden is the commission's co-chair.
Last year we had an agreed-upon package that was going to go forth. I mean, it was a combination of all this work. And so we want to get that package done and, have a package that can go over to the city council.
The city council would have final approval after Robart. Judge Robart had a message for the police guild. He'll take action against the union if it resists the legislation. The guild president says it won't get to that point. As for progress on the reforms, Robart said the SPD has work to do on bias-free policing to emphasize the point he proclaimed Black Lives Matter. But Robart said the SPD has undeniably improved in other areas, such as using force less often and training officers in de-escalation. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.